Weighing the galactic disk using phase space spirals 3. Probing distant regions of the disk using the Gaia EDR3 proper motion sample, by Axel Widmark et al. We have applied our method for weighing the galactic disk using phase space spirals to the Gaia EDR3 proper motion sample. For stars in distant regions of the galactic disk, the latitudinal proper motion has a close projection with vertical velocity, such that the phase-space spiral in the plane of vertical position and vertical velocity can be observed without requiring that all stars have available radial velocity information. We divided the galactic plane into 360 separate data samples, each corresponding to an area cell in the galactic plane in the distance range of 1.4 to 3.4 kpc, with an approximate cell length of 200 to 400%. Roughly half of our data samples were disqualified altogether due to severe selection effects, especially in the direction of the galactic center. In the remainder, we were able to infer the vertical gravitational potential by fitting an analytic model of the phase-space spiral to the data. This work is the first of its kind, in the sense that we are weighing distant regions of the galactic disk with a high spatial resolution, without relying on the strong assumptions of axisymmetry. Post-inference, we fit a thin disk scale length of 2.2 plus or minus 0.1 kpc, although this value is sensitive to the considered spatial region. We see surface density variations as a function of azimuth on the order of 10 to 20. This was weighing the galactic disk using phase space spirals 3. Probing distant regions of the disk using the Gaia EDR3 proper motion sample, by Axel Widmark et al.